It's the whole thing with the Nuang Bo.
Well, maybe not all of it, I said, as Sara scowled at me.
But the part with Uncle Doge and Mother Goda, and why they came out of the swamp when they didn't have a debt of honor like your brother, Sara?
Sara's brother, Tai Day, was under the glittering plane with Mergen, serving as his bodyguard because of what Mergen and the company had done to help the Nuang Bo during the siege of Jaekor.
Sara, you must know some of this.
That may be true, Sleepy. But you'll have to tell us what you're talking about first.
I'm talking about whatever it was that the Thousand Voices stole from the Temple of Gangisha sometime between the end of the siege and when Uncle Doge and your mother invited themselves to come stay with you here in Taglios. Mergen touches on it over and over, lightly. But I don't think he ever really caught on completely. Whatever it was that the Thousand Voices stole, Uncle Doge called it the key. From other internal evidence, I think it had to be another key to the Shadow Gate, like the Lance of Passion. The Thousand Voices was what the Nuang Bo called Soul Catcher. I think if we had that key, we could open the way for the captured. If I was guessing right here, I had created a whole new line of inquiry. Why the Nuang Bo? Sara began shaking her head slowly.
Am I wrong?
What is the key, then?
I'm not saying you're wrong, Sleepy. I'm saying I don't want you to be right. There are things I wouldn't want to be true.
What? Why?
Myths and legends, Sleepy. Ugly myths and legends. Some of them I'm not supposed to know. And I know I don't know them all. Probably none of the worst. Doge was their curator and keeper, as you are for the Black Company. But Doge never shared his secrets. Tobo, find your grandmother. Bring her here. Get Do Trang, too, if he's here.
Bewildered, the boy shuffled away.
A spectral whisper came out of the device where Mergen waited.
Sleepy may be right. I recall suspecting something like that and wondering if I could find a good history of the Nuang Bo so I could figure it out. You'll need to question Willow Swan, too.
I said, I'll do that later, separately. Swan doesn't need to know what's happening. Are you paying attention now, Standard Bearer? Do you have any idea where we're at and what we're doing?
I do.
His tone was resigned, though. Like mine when I know I have to get up in the morning, want to or not.
Tell me about the Temple of Gangisha, then. Both of you. Why would this key have been kept there?
Sara did not want to talk about it. Her whole body said she was caught up in a ferocious internal struggle.
Why is this so hard? I asked.
There is old evil in my people's past. I'm only vaguely familiar with it.
Doge knows the whole truth. The rest of us just understand that our ancestors were guilty of a great sin, and until we expiate it, our whole race is condemned to live in bitter destitution in the swamp. The temple was a holy place long before some Nuang Bo began to adopt Guni beliefs. It protected something, possibly the key you mentioned, the thing Uncle Doge has been looking for.